to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, isn't that sweet? I'm sure Beaver thinks of Larry as his best friend, too. Well, thank you again. Bye.
Beaver's going over to Larry's for dinner, huh?
Yes, wasn't that nice of Larry to ask him?
It's about time. Larry's always over here stuffing himself.
Now, Wally, that's not the right attitude. You know, we don't try to match dinner invitations.
Well, gee, Mom, then how come you're always telling Dad that the Rutherfords owe us an invitation or we owe the Mitchells one?
Wally, would you go up and tell your brother to get dressed?
Okay, Mom. Hey, Beaver, you're getting a free meal tonight.
June? Beaver! Come on, have the car out. Let's go.
We couldn't find his other good shoe.
Yeah, it was in the pants leg of his blue suit.
Yeah, I guess it stuck there last time I yanked the pants off.
Yeah, well, we better go, Beaver. I told Miss Mondello I'd have you there by 5.
Now, Beaver, I want you to be very polite. I want you to thank the Mondellas for having you over. Don't eat with your elbows on the table. Don't talk with your mouth full. And if they give you something you don't like, you eat it anyway. And have a good time.
Gee, Mom, if I do all that stuff, how can I have a good time?
You'll just have to do the best you can under the circumstances, son.
Hey, Beef, don't slap any stuff on my good tie.
Okay, I'll stick it in my shirt when I eat.
Bye.
Mom, how come every time we go out any place, you always give us a bunch of rules and stuff?
Well, Wally, if you boys do the right thing when you're young, later on, being a gentleman will come easy.
Yeah. But what if a guy grew up to be a tramp? Then he'd be stuck with all those manners.
Well, at least he'd be a charming tramp.
Yeah, that's a point.
Sure. Didn't these used to be our best dishes?
When we were first married, they were. Now they're a third best.
Huh. I didn't realize marriage was so tough on dishes.
What time did we pick Beaver up?
Oh, not for a couple of hours.
Did you thank the Mondellas when you left him off?
I didn't have a chance. When I drove up, Larry was waiting for Beaver out in the front yard with a bucket of mud.
Mud? What would he be doing with a bucket of mud?
Oh, I don't know. I guess when you're 9 and have a bucket of mud, you want to share it with your best friend.
I suppose so. They certainly have been good friends for a long time.
Since kindergarten. Oh, here's a chip on our best dishes.
Third best, remember?
I guess all in all, we've held up better than the dishes.
Boy, Larry, that was the best dinner I ever had. At our house, we don't usually have 3 desserts.
We don't usually have 3 desserts either.
No? How many do you usually have?
Only 2.
Hey, Larry, what do you want to do now?
Well, we could watch television, or we could play checkers. What do you want to do, Beef?
Oh, I don't care. What do you want to do, Larry?
I don't care, but we should do whatever you want to do. You're the guest.
Okay. Let's play checkers.
Checkers? I don't want to play checkers. I want to watch television.
Gee, Larry, you said I was a guest.
Sure you're the guest. But you're not going to make me play checkers if I don't want to play checkers.
You're not going to make me watch television if I don't want to watch television.
Boy, Beaver, you're the meanest guest I ever had.
Telling the guy what to do in his own house. You know something, Larry? I bet if I just said I wanted to watch television, you'd have said you wanted to play checkers. Well, I got a right to play checkers if I want to. I wouldn't play checkers with a big ape like you. Who's an ape? You are. Then why'd you come over here then?
Because you asked me.
What'd I do a dumb thing like that for?
Because you're a dumb ape, that's why.
I am not. You're too.
Well, I guess that about does it.
Uh-huh.
I got it.
Ward, do you think we ought to put a phone upstairs for Wally?
Where would he get his exercise? Hey, you suppose it's a girl?
Well, if it is, let's stay in here a while. If we go in there, he's going to think we're listening.
Maybe we could listen and pretend like we're not listening.
Hey, Dad, that was the Beaver. He wants you to come right over and pick him up at the Mondello's.
Pick him up? Well, they've hardly finished supper.
I know, but he says for you to come and get him right away.
Did he sound sick?
No, he sounded mad. He was hollering on the phone.
I better go over and pick him up.
What do you suppose happened?
Oh, he probably goofed something up at supper and the Mondello's told him to get lost.
I'm sure nothing like that happened.
Well, something blew up over there. When I was on the phone, boy, did I hear a lot of yelling in the background. Hey, Mom, here comes Dad and the Beaver.
I hear them, Wally. Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Mom.
You go on upstairs, son.
Okay, Dad.
What happened?
He and Larry had a fight.
What about?
Well, I don't know. Beaver didn't go into any details. He just said Larry was an ape and he never wanted to see him again.
Well, did you speak to Larry's parents?
Well, they were very apologetic, but they don't know what happened either. They just know the boys had a fight.
Well, shouldn't we go upstairs and try to get to the bottom of this? After all, Larry's Beaver's best friend.
Yeah, but I think we should let Beaver cool off a little bit first.
Boy, if I ever see that Larry again, I'm gonna tie him to a tree. Then I'll get an Indian hatchet and stop all his hair off. Then I'll shoot arrows into his great big stomach.
I'll cut it out, Beaver. People don't do stuff like that anymore.
Well, then I'll freeze him in a block of ice. Push him over Niagara Falls.
Well, wouldn't it be easier just to punch him in the nose?
You know Dad says we're not allowed to fight.
Yeah. Hey, what did Larry's father say? I heard him hollering over the phone.
That wasn't him hollering. That was Larry. His father was hitting him.
No fooling?
Yeah, that was the best part of the whole fight. Hi, Dad.
Oh, Beaver. Well, I guess you had quite an evening, huh?
Yes, sir. And I had a coleslaw, too.
Well, what I really meant, Beaver, was it seems a shame that you had to have a fight with Larry after being friends all these years.
Dad's right, Beav. So he is an ape. There's a lot of apier kids in your class than Larry.
Dad, did you come up here to punish me?
No, I came up to tell you a story.
Is it one of those stories that has a punishment on the end of it?
No. It's just a story about friendship and what it meant to two people.
Oh, well, is it okay if I go down and watch TV, Dad?
Well, Wally, I think you might find this story interesting, too.
Oh. Sure, Dad.
Did you ever hear of Damon and Pythias?
Now, we're still messing around with Alexander the Great.
Well, anyway, Damon and Pythias were two very great friends who lived a long time ago in ancient Greece. And this wicked king had Pythias arrested and sentenced to death.
Were they going to shoot arrows into his great big stomach?
Well, I don't know about that, Beaver. But anyway, Pythias made one last request. He asked the king to let him go home and say goodbye to his wife and children. But the king said, how do I know you'll come back?
Yeah. Boy, that king wasn't so dumb.
Well, anyway, Damon, Pythias' best friend, stepped forward and offered to take Pythias' place in prison. And he said if Pythias didn't come back, the king could put him to death instead. Well, you know what happened?
Sure. Pythias never came back.
Well, you're wrong. He did come back, right on the appointed day. And the king was so impressed with this friendship that two men could trust each other that much and even be willing to die for each other that he granted them both a pardon.
Boy, Dad, that's a real neat story. People sure were nicer people in the olden days.
Well, gee, Dad, guy doesn't get a chance to do stuff like that around here in Mayfield.
Well, maybe not. But I don't think friendship's ever going out of date.
You mean Me and Lori should be friends like that?
Well, Beaver, it's a very wonderful thing to have a real friend.
You mean we should trust each other and die for each other?
Well, something like that, yeah.
Well, I bet I could die for Larry. Well, if I absolutely had to. Like, well, if a car was going to run over him, I could push him out of the way and let it knock me down instead. And if Larry fell out of a window, I could catch him as he come down. And if Larry fell on top of me, I'd be dead all right.
Well, let's hope you can find something less dramatic to do for him, Beaver.
Sure, Dad.
Hey, Dad, thanks a lot. You know, for the story.
Oh.
Boy, that sure was a neat story Dad told, huh, Beaver?
Yeah. You know, I'm almost glad I had a fight with that big ape Larry.
Is everything straightened out?
Oh, sure. The next time Larry falls out of a window, Beaver's going to be right there to catch him.
Then when Pythias came back, the mean king was so surprised that two guys could be such good friends that he let them both go. So we could be friends like that.
All right.
Which one do you want to be?
Which one went to jail?
Damon.
I'll be Pythias.
Wait a minute, Larry. We just can't say we're going to be friends. We got to have agreement or something.
Okay.
Why, Beaver Cleaver swore to die for Larry Mondello and always stick up for him, never snitch on him, and be his friend forever. Now you go.
I, Larry Mondello, swore to die for Beaver Cleaver and always stick up for him and never snitch on him and be his friend forever even.
Now we got agreement.
Yeah. Let's use it.
Okay. How do we do that?
You give me your arithmetic homework.
My homework? Gee, Larry, didn't you do yours?
Uh-uh. I fell asleep last night.
Gee, Larry, I can't give another guy my homework. Miss Landers will kill me.
Not you, Beaver, because you get 90 in arithmetic and always do your homework. Well, I missed mine 3 days last week. I'll be in big trouble. Come on, give me it. I'll stick my name on it, and nobody will ever know.
Nothing doing, Larry.
All right. But some Damon and Pythias you are. So just a minute ago, you made agreement to die for me even. And now you won't give me a little thing like your homework.
The bell to ring, so I think we can be dismissed.
Miss Landers.
Yes, Judy.
This morning you forgot to collect our arithmetic homework.
Oh, so I did. Well, if you get out your papers, I'll do it now. Thank you, Judy.
I didn't get it dirty. My dog walked on it while I was doing it.
Thank you, buddy. Oh, well, that's fine, Larry. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Miss Landers.
Theodore, I'm waiting for your paper.
Well, I know, Miss Landers.
Did you do your homework?
Yes, well, I did my homework.
Well, then where is it? Well, did you leave it at home?
No, Miss Landers.
Then what happened to it?
Well, I can't tell you.
You can't tell me?
I can't tell you, even if you kill me.
I'll bet he never even did it, Miss Landers.
Never mind, Judy. The rest of the class, put your papers on my desk. Theodore, you stay after school.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Wally. How was school?
You know.
What do you want, Wally?
Nothing.
Well, you must be looking for something.
No, I'm not. It's not in here anyway.
You see Beaver on your way home?
No, but I saw Whitey Whitney from his class. I don't think Beaver will be home for a little while.
Why do you say that?
Oh, well, Whitey kind of said Beaver sort of had to stay after school.
Wally, last night he was fighting with Larry, and now he has to stay after school. What's gotten into him?
Don't worry, Mom. Beaver's too chicken to get into any real trouble.
Theodore, it's 4 o'clock.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
Have you decided to tell me yet why you didn't turn in your arithmetic homework?
Well, I can't tell you.
Beaver, I thought you were my friend.
Oh, well, I'm your friend, all right.
Well, then how can I be your friend?
Don't ask me any more about the homework.
But I have to ask you.
And I have to not tell you.
Well, then, Theodore, I'm afraid I'm going to have to write a note to your father.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Theodore, you've always done your homework before, and I've always thought you were one of the nicest boys in this class, and I...
Miss Landers?
Yes, Theodore?
Would you just write the note and not tell me what a nice boy I used to be? Because I don't want to cry in school.
All right, Theodore.
Oh, hi, Mom. I'm doing my homework.
I know. Your father's talking to the Beaver down in the living room.
About that note he brought home?
Yes.
Boy, that sure is rough on the poor Beaver.
Well, I think it's rough on your father. He comes home from work tired, and then he has to do something like this.
Well, you mean he doesn't enjoy yelling at us?
Oh, Wally, now you know better than that. If you boys never did anything wrong, you wouldn't have to be scolded and lectured.
Well, gee, Mom, that's impossible. Just about everything a kid does is liable to be wrong.
Oh, you're exaggerating. Wally, look what you've done. You've smudged up your paper there trying to correct it.
See what I mean, Mom?
All right now, Beaver. I don't want any more stalling around. I want to know why you didn't turn in your homework.
On account I'm Damon.
What?
Yeah, Dad. Remember last night you told me a story about Damon and Pythias dying for each other? Well, I made myself Damon. And Larry made himself Pythias, and that's why.
Well, but what does that have to do with your homework?
Well, I couldn't really die for Larry, so I gave him my homework instead.
Beaver, you took all this blame and punishment rather than tell on Larry?
What else could I do? You said yesterday, well, I should be like Damon and Pythias.
Oh, yes, but I'm afraid in this case, being like Damon and Pythias just doesn't work.
You mean it works for dying and it doesn't work for homework?
No. I mean that I think it was unfair of Larry to ask you to prove your friendship for him in that way. And anyhow, if you remember, Pythias came back on the appointed day. He didn't let Damon die for him, did he?
No, he sure didn't. You know something, Dad? I think that Larry's a cruddy Pythias.
Well, of course, maybe he didn't really understand the story.
Sure he did. He sat there grinning all the time I was getting it from Miss Landers. Boy, when I get to school tomorrow, I'm going to tell her what happened.
Well, now, wait a minute, Beaver. Just a minute. Let's think this over. It seems to me that even though Larry did leave you holding the bag, that you should stick to your end of the agreement.
But if I don't tell her what happened to my homework, she says I'll lose my recesses for a whole week. Dad, what'll I do?
Well, I think the next move here is up to Pythias.
But, gee, Dad, I don't think he's going to do anything about it. He's in too much trouble.
Well, I guess that's just a chance you'll have to take, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you better get on upstairs now and do your homework, or you're liable to lose your recesses for another week.
Okay, Dad. You know, Dad, I like Larry a lot better when we were fighting.
Beaver, is everything all straightened out?
I don't know if this is ever going to get straightened out, Mom.
Ward?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, last night I told Beaver about Damon and Pythias. So to prove his friendship for Larry, he gave him his homework.
Well, I certainly hope he's going to tell Miss Landers what happened.
Well, dear, I suggested that he didn't.
Why, Ward?
Well, because I'm trying to help him grow up a little bit.
Well, can't we call Miss Landers and tell her?
Oh, no. I think we should give Larry a chance to grow up a little bit, too.
That's all for now, children. Recess. Everyone except Theodore. Yes, Larry.
Can I say something?
Well, can't it wait till after recess?
It could wait, but I'm afraid if I don't say it now, I might not say it at all.
Well, what is it that's so important that we should hold up recess?
On account of yesterday, I should have died instead of Beaver.
What are you trying to say?
Well, me and Beaver made a pact about he was Damon and I was Pythias. And to prove it, I made him give me his arithmetic homework.
Larry, you handed Beaver's paper in as your own?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Well, we'll talk about this later. But I'm happy and very proud, Larry, that you told me the truth. Now, we'll all go out to recess.
Miss Landers, all of us?
All of us, Theodore.
Right in front of the whole class and took the blame.
No fooling. Hey, what did Miss Landers do?
She took his recesses away.
Boy, that Larry doesn't look like the kind of guy who'd do something like that. But I guess he must be the kind of guy who'd do something like that, because he did it.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, that story about Damon and Pythias, is that a true story?
Well, I don't think so, Beaver. Like a lot of those stories. You know, about the wicked kings and castles and dragons and witches and stuff.
But if it's not true, then how come people made up stories like that?
Well, I guess in the olden days, people didn't have any stuff like televisions or movies or stuff like radio, so I guess people just used to sit around and tell each other stories like that.
Yeah. I guess if you don't have anything to hear them on or watch them on, you gotta get stories from somewhere.